There are lots of ways of thinking about Iraq. How about thinking of it as a Fortune 500 company? Well, if you did, what kind of company would it be? Columnist Dan Gross from the online magazine Slate says the Iraq War looks a lot like one that we all know. No, nothing like Google or Starbucks. Think Ford, the struggling American car company. Dan Gross, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Madeline.
Okay, so how do you argue that the Iraq War is like the Ford Motor Company?
Both enterprises seem to be failing in the marketplace. Ford sales were down almost 20% in the past year. And according to Gallup, approval of the Iraq War has fallen 18 percentage points in the past year. Both are clearly in the midst of restructuring efforts. Since last fall, Bush has fired his defense secretary, who was the war's chief operating officer, and replaced him with a respected outside executive, Robert Gates. Bill Ford fired himself as CEO and hired a respected outside executive from Boeing named Alan Mulally as his replacement. And at both companies, the change at the top didn't really replace the executive who was ultimately responsible for things. Bill Ford is still the chairman of the board, and George Bush, of course, is still president.
And, you know, one of the things I liked in your essay was that both of them have very similar rebranding strategies.
They have almost the exact same rebranding strategy. Ford unveiled what it called its Way Forward, and almost exactly a year later, President Bush unveiled what he called the new way forward in Iraq.
And I guess, you know, underlying this, the most important aspect in comparing the two is performance.
It's performance, but it's also the way that the failure to deliver on promises has really eroded their credibility. Bill Ford, throughout 2005, Ford was undergoing a restructuring, and he kept on promising, you know, we're going to have these profits and we're going to turn it around. And then every few months had to back away from it. With the war effort, we've seen pretty much everyone associated with the administration, from President Bush on down, give what you would call on Wall Street guidance. We're going to have troops home by a certain date. We're going to reduce troops in a certain number of months. It's going to cost a certain amount. And for nearly 4 years, anybody who has made that sort of promise has been made to look a fool by events on the ground. In each instance, the failure to deliver on the promise has caused a very sharp erosion in the credibility of the chief executive.
Well, Dan, is there anything President Bush should do in terms of looking at Ford and what it's done to restructure? Any positive steps it can take?
You look at Ford, one of the things it did was prove that it was willing to sit down with its longstanding mortal enemy, the United Auto Workers, to put together a deal to allow them both to move forward. President Bush could take a cue from Ford in terms of being willing to sit down with their enemies, probably Iran and Syria, and try to negotiate something that would allow them both to move forward.
Dan Gross writes the Moneybox column for the online magazine Slate. His article, If the Iraq War Were a Corporation, is up right now on the website. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you.